And here we are again. Julie, Trey, and Jer will vote in the studio. Mike and myself here. We'd give Killer a vote, but our engineer's shopping for golf stuff as we do the segment. Isn't that nice?
He really is, too.
Killer's over there scoring golf equipment.
He just got the bag.
If we went off the air now, what would Killer do? Oh, there he is. Oh, no, he was not shopping for golf equipment.
He shopped for pizza this time.
He was at the Taverna Rosa pizza display. All right. Okay, here we go. We'll give Killer a vote, too. These are your four Meathead of the Week nominees. Number one goes to the state of Nebraska. Now, Nebraska made it to Meathead status about 3 months ago when they announced they'd come up with a new idea to try to interest people in going to Nebraska. Nebraska, they found in the polls, was listed as the least interesting state in America. Mm-hmm. So trying to increase
That's
tourism.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah. Trying to increase tourism, they came up with a campaign that used the tagline, Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
I support this. Embracing.
Now, they have put out their Nebraska travel guide for 2018.
Okay. Mike.
Yes. And here is a beautiful picture.
That looks nice.
It is. It's beautiful. It's
a
picture.
Christmas tree. We got some lights, snowflakes on the roof.
Yep. It's Union Station. That is a gorgeous scene. The people here at Avid Golfer can see the scene. That is a gorgeous Christmas picture.
He's showing the picture to everyone.
They're Nebraska Union Station.
They're nodding yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's only one problem.
That's definitely not Nebraska, right?
That's the Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri.
There you go.
They...
Close enough.
Yes, it's not far away. I mean, if you're visiting Missouri, you can visit Nebraska. The mix-up occurred somehow because they each have a Union Station.
Right.
Now, Omaha's Union Station has a 60-foot ceiling, and Kansas City's has a 95-foot ceiling.
Yeah, that one's higher, so show that one.
It's the beauty there.
Look how nice it is.
Look at that. It's probably, anyway, me dead number one is Nebraska. We're screwing up again on their campaign. All right. Meathead number two is a place I frequent a lot.
The bathroom.
No. Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
Barnes & Noble has put out their list of their top 20 holiday gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Their top 20. How many of them at this bookstore... How many of the top 20 gift items involve books?
20.
Zero.
One.
Damn it.
One.
I had a 50-50 shot. I went with the wrong
one.
You
did.
Their top 20 gift ideas include several types of socks, mittens, Mickey Mouse speakers, and a Buddha board for live-in-the-moment painting. But only one book... And no reading devices, not even its own created Nook e-reader is on their shopping list.
What kind of reader?
Nook e-reader.
Right. Right.
There's a space in there, Mr. Moran. I didn't say Nook e-reader, which is what you're going to record and put out on the air.
Yeah, because you just said it.
But, Mike.
Yes.
This is an improvement. Last year. Barnes & Noble Bookstore's top 27 holiday gift items did not include any books or anything to do with reading.
They're being honest.
They're being honest.
People don't want books anymore.
That's sad, though.
It's kind of odd.
It's hard to buy somebody else a book, though.
Why?
Because you're just guessing and committing them to something. And I bet 20% approximately of books that are gifted to someone else actually get read by the person who receives them.
Maybe, but... Said person could ask for specific books.
Okay, very, yeah, exactly, very different, though. I mean,
Ted Kooser's latest volume of poetry is would be appreciated.
Okay.
I just think books need to start making a comeback.
Well, they're
it's
not.
It's very controversial.
It's a
Julie.
Julie with another
stirring the pot over here.
Culture opinion here.
Comeback.
Okay. Next, nominee number three is Vyacheslav Basakov.
Winner.
Botches?
Why is that?
It's just going to be good. They're always good when they start like this.
Boskakov is a Russian Orthodox priest who's at the center of a controversy now because Father Boskakov sparked controversy this week by posting a series of photographs showing off his Louis Vuitton signature handbag and Gucci shoes. Those are owned by a priest right there, Mike. There you go. Shoes.
Yeah.
Lots of them. Nice slippers. I got some more pictures for you here, Mike. Beauty. Handbags.
Sure.
Very beautiful. Very expensive.
Maybe knockoffs.
This has drawn a lot of criticism. And I'm about to scare you with what a spokesman for the church said about Father Boskakov after these pictures surfaced of all this luxury living the priest has. Alexander Volkov, a spokesman for the church, said that the church disciplinary committee would investigate Father Boskakov's post and attempt to, quote, this is Russia, quote, return him to his senses.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah.
Father Boskakov's in for some very bad years, one gets the feeling.
He did apologize. I have his quote. You see it?
I did. I did see his apology. But did you see the end of the apology? In his letter published Sunday, he said he had been following doctor's orders. What?
Yeah.
Following doctor's orders, and he was, quote, fighting for freedom.
Exactly.
Gotta treat yourself.
Self-care.
So
that's a thing.
Jules, when you buy Gucci
I don't buy any
or
of that,
Louis
Norm.
Vuitton,
I'm a ticker person.
Do you feel you're fighting for freedom?
No, I couldn't speak to that. But if I were able to buy those things, I would not say that I'm doing it for freedom. No.
But you could be following doctor's orders.
It depends on the doctor. I don't know.
You're looking for that doctor, aren't you, Julie?
Right. Maybe the diamond doctor.
Oh, anyway, here we go. Finally, let's go to Sister Mary Margaret Kuiper and Sister Lana Chang, who are nominated. They are the fourth nominees this week for Meatheads of the Week. What did Sister Mary Margaret Kuiper and Sister Lisa Chang do in California? They were at the St. James Catholic School. Sister Kuiper was principal, and Sister Chang was a teacher at the school. It has been revealed that through the years, they were there for several years. Sister Kuiper was there for 28 years. For over the years, they would tell people, parents at the school, that they were on a shoestring budget, that they appreciated gifts. Anything you could give to the school would help them. Sister Kuiper recently retired. And after 28 years, that triggered, the school has this policy of just going back on the course of a career and checking out accounting. Uh-oh.
Louis Vuitton?
Uh-oh. Auditors report that they have been able to trace only about 6 years, but they find about $500,000 is missing.
Oh.
They said...
So bizarre to see that laugh from 18 inches away. I try to be quiet.
I love it. It just keeps going.
It does.
The auditor said some red flags were raised. And now they're saying that the improper use of funds has been going on for at least a decade. How did the nuns do this? How did the nuns pull off skimming more than $500,000? Turns out they'd found there was a long-forgotten, still-open bank account under the name of St. James Convent. They would shuffle funds over there and then withdraw the funds for their private use on an account that no one was auditing. But what do two aging nuns do with more than a $500,000 skimmed? Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Did
we're
really?
Going to Vegas!
They went to Vegas?
They went to Vegas!
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
They went wild.
This is like a terrible movie.
They finally indulged their gambling habit.
Is this not a movie?
It should be.
Is this not a movie?
I think Whoopi Goldberg was in it.
Somebody tweeted that this is Helen Mirren and Meryl Streep.
Right.
Right? Skimming money from this poor Catholic school and taking it to Vegas, baby. Rolling.
Nice.
Roll eight the hard way. I wonder if people knew they were sisters.
Did they wear their outfits in Vegas?
I hope so.
The whole time?
Think
that's
so.
That's how I picture this.
I think so. I think they like those free highballs that they bring you at the table?
Yeah, just pounding cocktails and blowing on them hot dice.
Oh, no.
Flying back to California, just so hung over.
Oh.
Jesus needs a new pair of sandals.
Morning, sister. Oh, good morning. Okay, who are the meatheads of the week? Sister Margaret Kuiper and Sister Lana Chang. Is it the Russian priest with the taste for Gucci who is going to be, quote, returned to his senses by the diocese in Russia? Is it Barnes & Noble for having one book on their Christmas list of 20 holiday gift ideas? Or is it Nebraska for touting in their travel guide to come to Nebraska to see the Union Station, but the picture isn't from a Union Station in Nebraska?
I like Nebraska, but come on. Give me the cast of Sister Act 3. Because they're just awesome. I don't know about meatheads. I like those two, but they have my vote.
You want to go party with them?
Yeah, for sure.
So Roy and the Sisters.
Wait a minute.
That's the name of our movie.
Do you think there's a chance Donovan Lewis, in his many trips to Vegas, has
crossed paths?
Table next to the two
Very possible.
Sisters. Gambling at St. James Catholic School money. Okay, studio. Jules, the Sisters?
Yeah, I'm going the Sisters. That's too good.
Trey?
Let's go with the Sisters.
Jer?
I'm sorry, the Sisters are heroes. It's got to be the state of Nebraska, an entire state.
Yeah, pretty
and
bad.
Nobody on that committee noticed, hey, we're using the wrong Union Station.
That is solid. But the win goes to the Holy Rollers.
Killer.
It's got to go with the Crap Sisters.